Blog
Wentz,
Talk
no.
Radio.
Don't hit the button.
What's happening, folks? Here we are at the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Heard two nights a week here at PatriotNationRadio.com. Oh, sorry, BlogTalkRadio.com/Patriot Nation. Got one heck of a show on tap for you tonight. Tonight we have Amanda Chase is going to join us from Virginia. She's from the Virginia State House. Yep. Hold everything, folks. I'm working on it here. Crazy fucking shit. All right. Just bear with me as we get this rolling here. Amanda Chase, Virginia State House Representative, pushing for the recall petition of Governor Northam, as well as fighting for the Second Amendment rights of the folks of Virginia. Very important stuff happening there in the state of Virginia. So here we go. Check it out.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, folks, and dig this. It is the Patriot Nation Radio Show, as I said, heard two nights a week, right here on the page, Mondays at 9 and Thursdays at 8. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer is passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only, and then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that, and that's what the song is about. Basically, it's about an officer who's gone down in the line of duty, and he's given his all, and when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, in and out of uniform.
There you have it, folks. That's Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition, is out now. Dave Bray coming to Apollo Beach, Florida. March 1st, 2019, from 5:30 to 8:30. And we're going to try to make it down there. I want to thank my friend Susan Price for helping me out with a ticket, getting me down there to see this event, March 1st, with Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition. Now, I spoke with Amanda Chase. She is a Virginia State House representative, and she is fighting hard for the people of Virginia and their rights. And, she's really fighting. You can go to my page, see some of her videos. I posted a couple there. You can hear what she's doing. She's doing some great stuff, sticking up for the people of Virginia. Search her out, Amanda Chase, on Facebook. She's doing marvelous, marvelous things. And today I pre-recorded this interview with her. So we're going to play a pre-recorded interview with Amanda Chase. Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening, folks? It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. It's Monday, January 10th, and we are live. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman, and check this out.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, folks, and as you know, we have a lot of stuff happening in the state of Virginia concerning our Second Amendment. But there's a lot of stuff happening all over the place. We had Scott came on and talked about what's happening in Washington. We got gun bills coming up, weird ones coming up in Georgia. Pennsylvania is about ready to go nuts and lose their gun rights. And the people, you know, I lived in Pennsylvania for a year, and hunting and stuff is real important to the folks of Pennsylvania. And we'll be having on from Virginia State Representative Amanda Chase in just 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
That's right, folks. Dave Bray USA. Check him out today, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, Storytelling Editions out now. You want to make sure you head on over there and get yourself a copy and check and search for his song, Survivors. I think it's $1.99. All the proceeds go to the surviving family members of those lost in the line of duty. So that's pretty cool. And you can go to my group page, the Patriot Nation Radio, and see an awesome rendition of the Star Spangled Banner and the Pledge of Allegiance given by a double amputee veteran. Amazing stuff. Check it out. And, of course, my friend Rob over at LibertyRush.com and my other friend Paul over at PatriotShit.com. Go get some of your, some Patriot shit. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, going crazy in Virginia. They're passing these crazy bills in spite of the voice of the people standing up in protest of these unconstitutional bills. And apparently in the state of Virginia, the governor – Governor Northam doesn't care about the Constitution. So joining us right now is from Virginia, Virginia State Representative Amanda Chase. Welcome to the show, Amanda. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. I appreciate having you on so we can let people know what's going on in Virginia. So hopefully they can, in their elections, whenever when their representatives run for re-election and they tell them, look, this is about prosperity versus socialism, they actually believe them. You know, whenever I ran for re-election this past year, you know, some people said that some of the, you know, my talking points were came down to two things, socialism versus prosperity. Some of them were like they didn't really, you know, believe me. And now it's happening. And we saw this on Friday with Delegate Mark Levine's assault firearms regarding making illegal certain firearm magazines, making it actually a felony. If you own a magazine that has more than 12 rounds, which is just unbelievable. I mean, overnight, all these people would become felons. And, you know, that's not the Virginia way. It's not the American way. And let me just tell you, we saw at our gun rally, our VCDL annual gun rally here on January the 20th, the largest turnout in Virginia's history. I was one of the guest speakers at that event, and there were different estimates on how many were there, but VCDL had estimated around 90,000 people there, if you include all the people that were, you know, in the streets and, you know, that refused to give up their firearms to come down to Richmond. They have woken up. The governor's assault, an attack on our Virginia Constitution and the U.S. Constitution has woken up all of Virginia. Republicans, independents, Democrats, who are Second Amendment, constitutional-loving people, they realize how extreme the Democratic Party has gone, and now they're more socialistic than they are American. And we're seeing these bills that, you know, we warn people. You know, when people run for office, sometimes the language gets extreme, but it's happening. It's happening. And they're like, what is going on? So it's crazy.
In some of the last elections, people are saying, oh, well, you know, Michael Bloomberg dumped a pile of money into the election, and he's paying. Who's he dumping the money into, and who's he paying off? The voters? How the voters voted these guys in? How's Bloomberg? I guess advertisements and things for these people. How did they turn the state blue? It seems almost impossible. And then I have another question regarding that after you answer that.
Yeah, sure. You know, you make a really good point. And the point that the left tries to make is that this is a mandate from the people to take our guns. Well, I totally disagree with that, because they rigged the system. The socialist liberal Democrats started several years ago by challenging in the federal courts the very lines that needed to be redrawn. They were unfair, keeping in mind that censuses are done every 10 years. This is the eighth year. We're getting ready to redraw the lines in 2020 this year. You know, the lines had been fine up until this point, but they challenged them in court. They got the lines drawn, redrawn at the ninth hour, just like they wanted them. Had one liberal college professor out of California redraw the lines and draw out most of the Republican leadership in the House at the ninth hour. And then on top of that, to your point, they poured it, Bloomberg and others poured in hundreds of thousands of dollars to anti, you know, they're against guns, Bloomberg, you know, the all these anti-gun groups. And my opponent raised hand over fist, outraising me at least double. Almost every single quarter, every time we had a reporting, you know, and I have a predominantly Republican district. So you combine those two and you have sometimes low information voters, and unfortunately it works. And so I don't think it's a mandate from the people, and I'll tell you why. VCDL organized a statewide, county by county, city by city push for Second Amendment sanctuary cities and 2A resolutions, and 94% of the county cities in our state approved some type of Second Amendment resolution. So I would say 94% of Virginia respects and loves the Constitution and our right to protect ourselves and to bear arms. So I reject the notion it was a mandate people to grab our guns.
Do you think that they bust in and flew in and brought in a whole bunch of illegal alien voters as well to push like Alexandria and Norfolk and the big cities blue?
So
that seems to be a problem.
I can only speak to what I know of, and what I do know of is that they brought in out of state workers to go door to door. In Virginia, I mean, by the drove, to get the vote out, door to door. I don't know.
I think when it comes to state and local state, you know, county elections, outside influence shouldn't be allowed. You shouldn't be able to get $1 million from somebody from California if you're running for an office in Virginia. You shouldn't be able to get millions of dollars from Bloomberg and his anti-gun groups if he's not living in Virginia. I think, or, you know, whatever state you're in, that's where you donate. That's where you get your money from. You can't get any outside money. I think it's ridiculous that Bloomberg pour any money into the Virginia to sway elections. That should be changed, I think.
Well, I agree so wholeheartedly that last year and this year I submitted a constitutional amendment that would say that it would prohibit outside money from influencing Virginia elections. You know, outside of Virginia, you're not allowed to vote in our elections, so why should your money be able to be spent in our in Virginia? But that, yet that's what's going on right now. I agree with you.
It's pretty crazy. Now, from what I heard recently, how many bills got passed? Like 7 bills passed the last session?
So we're still in – crossover is tomorrow. So the House has heard House bills. The Senate has heard the Senate bills. We cross over, and then we start hearing – Wednesday we start hearing the House bills in the Senate, and the House starts hearing the Senate bills. So nothing has officially passed so that the governor could sign it into law. It's only passed one body at this point. So what
I want to be clear there.
Is you can always tell the patron, put pressure on the patron to strike the bill. Every person, every legislator that files this egregious legislation has the ability at any point in the process to strike or kill their own bill. And I really feel like at this point in the game, other than amending or offering substitutes for these bills, which will be rejected, by the way, that's the only thing we can do. So we need a grassroots effort to rise up and call and email these legislators who have patroned these unconstitutional bills and get them to withdraw them, get them to strike their bill.
Right. And how's the recall of Governor Northam going right now? How's that going?
So we have a number of grassroots organizations across the state of Virginia that have been collecting signatures, thousands upon thousands of signatures, and it's basically, you know, we feel that the governor has violated his oath of office to uphold the U.S. Constitution and the Virginia Constitution. There are a number of issues on life. He's supported as a pediatric neurologist. He's, you know, they take an oath that says do no harm, yet he supported the Tran bill last year. That would make abortions okay in the third trimester, which is baby killing. I mean, get real.
Right.
There's new patients on either side of the aisle for that. It's these extreme socialists that have pushed this crazy extreme agenda. But yeah, so I am leading the efforts right now with a team of attorneys to join those that have already begun this recall. I'm actually, you know, you have to have malfeasance. You have to have a legal reason to recall the governor. We definitely have a lack of confidence across the state of Virginia, and I'm looking, what does that malfeasance look like so that we can go through the efforts and it means something? Even if the recall takes place, which is about 10% of those who voted in the last two elections, even if we get that, it would likely go before a Richmond judge, and Richmond tends to be a little bit more liberal. You know, I don't anticipate it going very well. I'm actually currently talking to my attorney, and we had a discussion again last night. We're looking at more going toward an investigation, which is a little bit different than a recall. We're encouraging the recall, but we're looking for that legitimate way that we can actually remove the governor. And honestly, I think any of these legislators that have patroned these unconstitutional bills, I think they should be recalled. There needs to be a full investigation. This has got to stop, you know, and people do.
The Constitution matters.
It does. You know, and I got rebuked on the floor of the Senate for calling out these socialist Democrat ideas and these legislators calling them traitors to the United States Constitution, the Virginia Constitution, and they wanted to pull a rule on me. And I said, you know, I'm going to defend the Second Amendment using my First Amendment, and how dare you put some silly Senate rule above the U.S. Constitution, which clearly you have no respect or disregard for. So, you know, they're trying to shut us down even on the floor of the Senate. And
crazy.
It's crazy to me. I don't know if you've heard about Delegate Bourne's bill that says that it would be class one misdemeanor to actually criticize. And they're saying that would be considered threatening language. You know, if you were to criticize your representative on Facebook or the internet, which I just think is completely un-American. You know, we're representatives. We represent the people. And how
you're supposed
dare
to hear our grievances?
I know.
You're supposed
you
to hear our.
They want to take your Second Amendment right and then shut you down so you can't express your heartfelt anger towards the tyrants that
well,
want
know,
to turn law-abiding citizens into servants, you know?
The Second Amendment protects all other amendments from being attacked, unconstitutional bullcrap that's coming from these people. It's unbelievable. When I hear the things that are coming around, I cannot believe that American people even, like, still support this in any way. It's crazy. Now, is it true that they're pushing a bill that would make it even against the law to be a martial arts instructor and to practice martial arts in the state of Virginia to defend yourself? Are they trying to take away all ways of defending yourself?
So that is a bill that had to do with those that would want to defend themselves. And that bill was a Senator Lucas bill, has been amended on the floor. It's not going to affect people that are trying to protect themselves. We've now turned that into a bill where you're not allowed to point a gun at someone directly, but we've amended the bill. They've taken out, you know, the marching, the drilling. There was something else in there. So that part has been amended. So it's still a bad bill, but it was worse before it got amended. So it's not as bad, if that's possible.
Right. And so now if folks wanted to join the fight from outside, because obviously there's outside influence coming from other people like former New York City Mayor Bloomturd, how can people help you in your fight? Is there a way people can help those who want to protect the rights of the citizens according to the Constitution, if they can help out?
Well, absolutely. So I'm on Facebook, Senator Amanda Chase. Certainly go in and like my Senator Amanda Chase page. I do videos almost every day yelling and screaming at these idiots that want to take away our constitutional rights. Let me tell you, this is important. This is a nationwide issue. You know, Virginia is the longest serving continuous legislative body in the New World. And what goes on in Virginia affects every other state in America. You know, so you guys have got to.
You know, you
got to
let folks know. So one of the things
right.
you can point out in your fight for the gun rights of Americans is to remind the fine people of Virginia that the Second Amendment was penned by a Virginian in Virginia.
That's right. That's exactly
you know,
right. A very, very good point. Very
the
good
birthplace
point.
Of the second, the birthplace of the Second Amendment is now the birthplace of gun control. And whatever happens, like you said, whatever happens in Virginia, this is a testing ground. And if it succeeds in Virginia, it's going to spread like cancer across the country and all these liberal bastions that we have across this country. And we'll be in trouble. The Second Amendment will slip up through our fingers.
Yeah, we can't do that. You know, I put in legislation to prohibit gun-free zones. And I said, you know, you can't disarm a law-abiding citizen and then not provide some type of protection for them. But on that January 20th, when we had the VCDL rally, I had brought in a private security detail because of some threats that I was receiving. And they did not allow my personal security detail to carry guns and protect me.
Listen to this.
Saying, Amanda, you can't carry. and then I'm not going to allow you to protect yourself. That is ludicrous. They just want
Listen
us to be
this.
Vulnerable sitting duck.
Yep. I just got this sent to me. Gun control hypocrite Michael Bloomberg is protected by 17 armed bodyguards.
So he wants he can have 17 people with guns protecting him, but you can't protect yourself in Bloomberg's world unless you're, of course, a loyal subject, a loyal royal person, I guess. They like royalty now, and we're subjects. And we have to do what they say, not as they do. They do what they want, and we have to listen to their rules and their bull crap. And they got to remind these people that it's the other way around. You're supposed to listen to us. We're supposed to be able to protect ourselves. And this idea of career politicians is way outside the bounds of what the forefathers envisioned. And so career politicians is a real issue for me, and I think term limits is a very important issue. We got to make term limits a reality
in
Congress.
Yeah, I agree. Every year I've been in the Senate, I've introduced term limit legislation, limiting a term of 12 years in the House, 12 years in the Senate. I couldn't agree with you more on that. It's the reason I ran. It was one of the main reasons I ran, because the person I ran against had been in office for 27 years and was nowhere near stepping down. I mean, when you've been in office that long, you lose touch with the people. You start thinking that, you know, you stop representing the people. You start becoming more part of the cog in the wheel, if you will, part of the system, instead of, you know, exposing it. And so I support term limits as well.
Well, we got Bernie Sanders. We got Nancy Pelosi. We got Joe Biden. They combined service has got to be over 100 years between the three of them. And they've gotten nothing done in over 40 years. And so we're going to expect them to do something in 4 years as president. Meanwhile, we got a president in 3 years has done more than almost all presidents in the last, since I can remember, since, for crying out loud, Kennedy.
Yeah.
He's running on accomplishments, and these other turds are running on what they plan to do. They have no idea, no accomplishments to run on. It's really scary.
Well, I agree, and you know, I just encourage everybody to pay attention as to what is going on in Virginia. You know, last year our three top our governor, our lieutenant governor, our attorney general made national news. You know, all the scandals, all the shenanigans, the blackface.
Governor Blackface.
You know, it's
how come it's okay for him to go in blackface and go, I'm sorry, but somebody else does and goes, well, I was doing this back in 1972 as we were clowning around. But you're a Republican, so now you're fired. It's such a double standard. It's unbelievable. Governor Blackface is still there. And the lieutenant, where is the I believe crowd? And we got to believe everybody when it comes to the lieutenant governor of Virginia and his crime with blatant evidence.
Well,
where's the Me Too people?
Well, they've disappeared, you know. It's
oh, wait, he's
table.
A Democrat.
So I think it's amazing, the double standard. And, you know, I don't know if you knew this or heard about this, but in the Republican Party in Virginia, we even have Democrats who infiltrate and run as Republicans, and they get into leadership. You know, I have the highest score in the Virginia Senate, and yet I was kicked out of a GOP. It's just unbelievable what is going on today. It's so important that when people join your party as Republican, that people are properly vetted so that you don't get a Democratic takeover of your Republican party. We've got that going on in Virginia too.
I don't think
Which
it's only in Virginia.
Which is why I left my
Republican.
Yeah, I left my Republican Senate caucus over it because they chose a leader to introduce gun restrictive legislation this past special session, and I refused to sit under his leadership. Was kicked out, lost all my committee assignments except for one. The Democrats changed the rules of the Senate this year, saying that if you don't belong to a caucus, They have the right to strip you of all committees. You know, what happened to equal representation? What happened? You know, what they're saying is that you have to be a part, you have to be a member of a party, a two-party system, which is part of the problem. I've been exposing pay-to-play, where these Republican and Democratic caucuses are fining, assessing membership fees to their membership.
Yep.
You know, I make about, senators make about 18 grand a year. We're assessed at least a 10 grand a year fee on top of that. I mean, you do the math. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Just so that we can be on in a caucus and participate in a caucus so that we can get committee assignments. It's called pay to play is what I'm calling it. I refuse to be a part of that, and I'm being bullied. They stripped me of my seat on the floor and put me in the corner. All this because I refuse to pay to play their silly little games.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, and it's very important what's going on in Virginia. I implore people to please pay attention. Again, if there's any way people can help, tell them how they can help, and then we got to wrap up here.
Sure. Go to my Facebook page, Senator Amanda Chase, and I also have a website, chaseforsenate.com.
All right, you heard it there, folks. ChaseTheSenate.com and seek her out on the Facebook pages. I'll have some links and stuff on the radio pages, and you'll be able to connect with Amanda and try to help the Virginians save their Second Amendment, among other things. All right, and I want to thank you again so much for your time. It's been my pleasure to host you. Hopefully, maybe you can come on again and give us an update in a week or two or something and let us know what's going on.
I'd love to, Mark. Thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, Mark. Bye-bye.
Take care.
And there you have it, folks. That's Amanda Chase, Virginia State Representative, sticking up for the people of Virginia. She's really fighting for your rights, your Second Amendment, and standing up for the Constitution, where these some of these crooked politicians in Virginia are ignoring the Constitution and ignoring 25,000 people that showed up, 6,000 in the cage, 19,000 outside, and almost all of them armed, and not one issue. Fast forward to like Seattle, Antifa attacking a citizen journalist, beating him, poking him with umbrellas, pepper spraying him, and nothing. They're violent, they're attacking people, and we get the flack when we hold a peaceful rally. A rally where, at the end of the rally, folks are picking up the trash and leaving the place clean. And look, at the same time, they had a March for Life, I believe it was in New York City, and they trashed the place, garbage strewn about the place, up and down the street. Unbelievable. Every rally I've gone to, I used to do many, many rallies for Overpasses for America, still going strong, where would you wind up on an overpass and leave the place cleaner than when you got there? It's pretty impressive what patriots and law-abiding citizens will do for freedom and liberty in the American way of life. And here they are in Virginia just stealing the rights away. It's pretty astounding when you think about it. All those people showed up, and then what do they say? We don't care what the people say. What do they say? They don't give a crap. Unbelievable. It's pretty ridiculous. Some of the things that are going down in our nation today. And I saw the president had a rally today in New Hampshire. You got the Democratic knuckleheads up there trying to campaign and do their thing. And more people show up for President Trump than show up for any of these people. In the state that's, I guess, Democratic, New Hampshire, I think they're more blue than red. I think anything above South Carolina is more blue than red these days, it seems. Virginia, West Virginia is doing pretty good. You know, Delaware has gone, New Jersey's gone, New York is gone, Rhode Island's gone, Connecticut's gone, Massachusetts is gone. Those states have just shriveled up. Maryland, gone. 8 of the top 10 gun control states in this country are of the 13 original colonies. 8 of the 10 top gun control states were the original 13 colonies. So that leaves 5 states from the original 13, and there are some of them are pushing real hard for the gun control. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Dr. James Garrow's watching. What's up, Dr. Garrow? Thanks for tuning in. We just had Amanda Chase from Virginia. She is a Virginia state representative fighting hard for the Second Amendment rights of the people of Virginia as the lawless, crooked, corrupt governor, Governor Northam of Virginia, stabs his constituents in the back. Thousands show up to rally. Unbelievable what goes on, even in the face of the people standing up and voicing their grievances against the government, and the government didn't care. And you heard Amanda say that the 7 bills just made it to the next step. Nothing has been passed. Nothing has been sent to the governor's desk and signed yet. So I think that they'll be fighting and battling to maintain their Second Amendment. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I really, really got to wrap up this show tonight. So please tune in this Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. We're working on some things. We do have a rally here in the Hernando County, Florida area, ramping up a Second Amendment rally with a county commissioner and a possible candidate for sheriff's going to speak. We're going to ask a few other prominent local people to come and speak. I'll be up there chilling out, and we'll have Susan's Trump Country and American Gun and Porn will be up there. Porn. American Gun and Porn, P-A-W-N, will be up there with Steve Champion, and we'll be having a lot of fun. We're going to try to make it a chili cook-off with gift certificates and T-shirts from American Gun, Gold, and Porn. And a couple other things, maybe from Susan's Trump Country. And we'll be rocking and rolling. So with that, folks, it's the Star Spangled Banner. Join me Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, right after A Conservative Perspective with James Bostick. Wrapping it up. Here we go.
5 sentences. Just having this message. The 2020 Nissan Armada raises your awareness.
Join.
Thank you. All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in. It's been great. It's a shortened episode today. Got to run. Things are crazy. Thank you again. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. Be sure to tune in Thursday. We'll talk to you soon with a bunch of details and fun stuff coming up in the future. Thanks again, and good night. Peace.